Chicago, less of a city and more of a collection of little towns. But we don't call them towns, we call them neighborhoods. Tonight, we continue our tour of Chicago neighborhoods with the South Loop. Born in the shadows of Loop skyscrapers, the South Loop is a massive neighborhood, stretching from Harrison to the north, all the way to Cermak to the south. And east-west, you go from the lake all the way to the Dan Ryan Expressway. The neighborhood is exploding. I guess it's new, but the actual neighborhood, it's not. Filled with rich history of Vice and Al Capone, to great mansions, think Marshall Field and Potter Palmer, to great institutions like Soldier Field and the Field Museum, and even Motor Row, the South Loop is a walking Chicago history lesson. But in recent years, those relics have kind of been pushed to the side for high-rises and condo development. Columbia College has expanded their footprint, and new buildings and businesses have sprouted up everywhere. Politically, it's the Third Ward. Alderman Pat Dowell's in charge, but the South Loop is home to several notable Chicago leaders. At one time, former Mayor Richard M. Daley lived off Roosevelt and State Street in a gated community. But this neighborhood is a poster child for many Chicagoans who have moved to the area from their single-family houses in the suburbs and outlying neighborhoods to be closer to the action. One of those is my friend Marge Halperin. Marge is well-known to WGN-TV viewers as a regular on election night. She's a political consultant and a Chicago booster. She turned in the keys to a house in Ravenswood Manor to come down to this neighborhood. The South Loop hasn't looked back. Where to meet? How about Akira's Praline Candy? It's a New Orleans-inspired cafe at 1845 South State Street. Aaron has had the place for a couple of years and is bringing a real taste of the Big Easy to Chicago with all sorts of great food and drink. If you go, try the beignets. That's what we had, and I'm still thinking about them. Akira's is a perfect place to sit in the window and watch the South Loop traffic fly by. Marge, good to see you.
Hi, nice to be here.
Thanks for welcoming us to the South Loop. Why'd you choose this place?
Akira's is a classic kind of coffee shop. There's nothing Starbucks-y about it. There's nothing, you know, big box about it. It's not a casual cup of coffee, although it could be quick service, but it's a place that you can come in the neighborhood and see other neighbors.
That's great.
Which is kind of what a neighborhood is about.
It's got the Mardi Gras kind of thing. Do small businesses do well in the South Loop? Is there a space for places like this to grow and develop in this neighborhood?
I certainly hope so. It would be a sad place to live if that were not true. And some parts of the neighborhood have been more successful than others. If you go just west on Roosevelt, it's every chain store you could imagine, whether it's a grocery store, a Target, or a Loft,
right.
Or Gap, or, you know, they're all over there. But this side of the northern end of South Loop, if that makes sense, the east side of South Loop has more storefronts. There's a great little women's accessory and clothing shop across the street from me in the 1200 block of Michigan called Annie's. And Annie usually sits there and welcomes you, and she's got really cool hats and gloves and jewelry, and that she handpicks herself.
I always think about this neighborhood because I went to Columbia College, and I always know that to be the South Loop. But really, if you think about it, that's the, I guess that a lot of the building and the residents are much more south. Here we are sitting at a little 18th and Archer, essentially, mm-hmm. Archer and State Street. But this is a pretty big area to say the South Loop, because even we came up on Indiana, and there's all the condos back there. I mean, right. It's really hard to say there's one place for the South Loop. It's a massive neighborhood.
Right. And that's part of why I also thought it'd be fun to come down here. We could have gone to the Starbucks. Actually, you can't go to the Starbucks in Roosevelt anymore because they've taken all the seating out. They just want you to buy your coffee and leave.
Get out, right.
They don't want you to sit and hang around. But there might have been somewhere else up there. But at any rate, yeah, and it even goes just a little bit west. We're really from Printer's Row, which sometimes is considered part of the South Loop, through the Prairie District. And I think generically, I consider it all South Loop. In each neighborhood, you have to ask them where they think they are.
Yeah, right. Well, when I come down here, I'm always being some somewhat of a Chicago history nerd, this neighborhood has got so much of it. I mean, to think about what this once was, and to think about even just, you know, the big hotels that were down here in the Al Capone era, but then you've also got, like, so many, like you said, the Prairie District and all the housing. This neighborhood has gone through so much that at one point it was considered a loop, and it was skyscrapers, and now it's more of a booming residential area. Our neighbors and you in particular, are you connected to that history? Do you feel it, Chicago history?
You walk through the neighborhood, and there's the old mansions on Prairie Street and Indiana, the Glessner House and Clark House that have been redone and managed by the city as museums, which are gorgeous. You can't help but miss that part of the neighborhood and the history of it. And I've lived in the city not all my life, but all my adult life, and this area was very different when we first moved here in the late 70s, and I might never have imagined living here, but it's a vibrant neighborhood and diverse, and things are happening here, and I'm glad to be here.
There are a lot of things happening here, and there was just 1 or 2 years ago, there were cranes all over the South Loop, and there are plans, whether you go to Chinatown, where the 78 is being proposed and started. I think they're getting close to starting on that. But you also have the One Central, which is the big proposed idea of a new development in this area. There are a lot of development eyes on this neighborhood. How do you react to that? Is the neighborhood scared? Are they excited? I mean, there's some big plans for down here.
Uneasy and sometimes angry because, you know, the city has had this recent history of mega developments without enough community input. And Mayor Lightfoot has said this will be different, and we intend, you know, to hold her to that. But the two projects here are different. 78 and One Central are different. 78 is on vacant rail land where there's not a lot of nearby residential area, but there is some, and they've had a lot of input. They had input in where to put the CTA station, and the elected officials were responsive to the community there. One Central just sort of popped up with an overnight deal in Springfield for the state to fund a transportation hub, which is critical to that development. They wouldn't develop there without it. They're pretending that the community is calling for it, but we're not. Amtrak is not. Metro's not.
Now, this would be right by Soldier Field, right?
It would be. It would go south to from Soldier Field south to 35th Street. And you talked about high rises used to be in the South Loop. Well, they'd be here again. Their initial drawing, which they claim is for conversation, discussion purpose only, has 8 or 9 high rises in it. So they're looking to extend. And when they talk to the city, they'll talk about extending the city skyline. When they talk to the neighborhood, they say, we don't know what'll go there. It's whatever you want, which I don't believe for a minute.
And I think, I wonder, because the rest of the city sees maybe a development fight in residents of the South Loop and a big mega development, like, okay, well, you live in the South Loop. Meaning this is known as a mega development. There's none of this stuff was here 20 years ago. Right. So what do you say to people who might be like, you know what? What's more, 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 or 8 more high rises?
Yeah, well, development is fine and to be expected, but regional planning is a critical factor that has been left out. If you even to the point where the 78 has got community input, we in the middle are going to be part of a mega development sandwich between One Central to our east and 78 to the west, not to mention the second NEMA tower that is supposed to go up but hasn't gone through final approval on the corner of Michigan and Roosevelt. Mm-hmm. There's one tower. They want it to be a twin tower, 70-some stories high.
Wow.
So with seven, I think the one that just completed is rental. The next one would be condo, 700-plus units per, 14 stories of parking for that unit alone. Where are those people going to walk? That's where we may need to expand the transportation hub we have on Roosevelt. What's the capacity for all those new residents, and how will we manage an influx? I don't even know if the sidewalks are wide enough.
Like, you don't even think about those things.
And I don't, that's the discussion that doesn't happen.
This neighborhood, I've always loved, like I said, I went to Columbia College. I remember it also, you know, it'd be a, you could find a cheaper place to park because you'd park in an abandoned lot to go to the Bears game, to walk over the bridge. How's the relationship with the Bears? You know, like when Bears fans come through here in the South Loop, is it good for the neighborhood? Is it kind of like Wrigleyville where it's good and bad? Like, do you recognize and see Bears traffic or museum campus traffic in this neighborhood?
I wouldn't pretend to speak for anyone but myself on this. I think if you want to see how the community feels, you could go to Hello South Loop and find any of the complainers about any of those
things. That's our Facebook page, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, right? That's the neighborhood Facebook page, and we get lots of great information. You'll see Akira's on there all the time because we all love to recommend that. There's a lot of good information, but yeah, I mean, I Soldier Field's here. It's been here as long as any resident,
sure, yeah,
I would
right.
dare say, as they have the museums. Lollapalooza, you know, a lot of people leave town for the weekend. I think it's fun. I often go. I didn't go this year, but I'm happy to go. But even if I don't, it's kind of fun. In the neighborhood, you have an influx of people who are supporting businesses in the neighborhood, which we care about, and just bringing more people to enjoy the city, whether it's through the Bears game or a concert in Grant Park or whatever.
Yeah.
I personally think that's part of the excitement of living here. If I wanted to avoid crowds, I would live, you know, downstate.
I don't know if it's because the click-through rate or the newspapers, but a lot of times you'll see the South Loop, whenever there's any sort of petty crime down here, it seems like the papers cover it, you know, whether it be some sort of carjacking or some sort of crime. It could be a violent crime. How is the crime in the South Loop? I don't understand if this is an area that is that people are coming down to try and rustle up trouble, or is do you not see criminal elements here?
Well, it does happen here. I'm not sure it happens here more than in other neighborhoods, and a whole lot less than many, as we know. Sadly, there are neighbors
right.
not too far
and
from
you have
us. Any
of the
really
amazing
hoping.
Police station right over here, too.
Yeah,
right?
There's yeah. a new police station.
Yeah.
And the police presence is good when it needs to be, and when we have these events like Bears or concerts or other things, Rolling Stones or whatever, you'll see the police all over. They manage traffic, they manage crowd control, and they block streets mm-hmm. as needed. You know, when we have the marathon down here, I can't actually get out of my driveway because the street is blocked in both ends. You have to get out and move the sawhorse and drive past and put it back. So there's that kind of thing.
That's very Chicago. Move the sawhorse on marathon day.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're trapped in your, right. Or walk to the train,
ideally.
So
it's pretty similar in other neighborhoods you've lived in Chicago.
Think so. Yeah. And when there's crime, the neighborhoods, you know, the neighbors will spread the word, and we're on the lookout and concerned about it. You know, they're like over Christmas last year, north of us into Grant Park, it was like holiday package theft and related
right.
to people shopping with money around the holidays and that kind of thing. And there was more police present. Columbia College stationed people out on Michigan Avenue, which was very supportive, and we appreciated that for their students and for the residents. So there are some of those things that you wouldn't happen. Didn't happen when I lived in Ravenswood, you know, for example.
Right.
Wasn't a holiday shopping.
Right.
Again, those stores were here when I moved here. So,
politically, when you talk about this neighborhood, the South Loop, and does it have a lot of clout in city council, the alderman who represents here and this neighborhood? Because it's so new. You know, I think about like some of the inner city neighborhoods like the West Loop or the South Loop, where they may be growing exponentially, but do they have the sort of political muscle that some of the old school neighborhoods have, like a Bridgeport or even a Lincoln Park, if you will? But does the South Loop represent well when it comes to the city and state politics?
I'm compelled to note that with all the turnover in city council, there aren't many neighborhoods that have that kind of deep-seated power anymore. Even the 14th, about to lose theirs, so perhaps. But Alderman Dowell has been in the council. She has some longevity there, and she's gotten good standing and has a committee appointment that I just forgot what it was.
That's okay.
She's got...
You're a concerned citizen if you know what your alderman and what committee she serves on. I'm not sure I can tell you everyone that my alderman serves on.
No, but it is one of influence, I will tell you that. So she's comfortable with the new administration, and that's good, and has been responsive to the community. Now, our ward extends, it's a long strip that runs from north to south. And so the South Loop part of it, not the same as the southern end, you know, different needs, different kinds of population, so different issues. And so she has to balance a funny kind of strip of a ward in that way.
Marge, is this the kind of place, you've been here for a shorter amount of time than the other neighborhoods you've lived in, but is this the, do you see this as a place you're going to stay? I mean, is the South Loop, is it transient, or is it a space that you're saying, you know what, this is where I'm going to spend the rest of my life?
For me, I think so. My husband and I moved here after raising our children on the north side and in a big house that we don't need anymore, with two cars that we don't need anymore. So part of it is to come here and have a simpler life. We live in a high rise, which is an easier life, never have in my life, but I like that when we want to travel, you close the door and walk away. And if you forget to stop the newspapers, yes, I still have newspapers. It doesn't really matter. They pile up in front of the door. Nobody really cares. If you know, the people take care of packages when they arrive and that kind of thing. So the convenience is both about the neighborhood and the choice that I made about where to live. Mm-hmm. But it's I don't know a lot of neighborhoods like this where it would be diverse, vibrant. I like that it's developing. I don't want it to be overrun by mega developments, but I like that things are happening here and also convenient to downtown and other places. And it is simpler. We take mass transit most of the time because the trains are so convenient. Mm-hmm. And we like that.